Ooh. Oh, a little pantalones, huh?
I forget.
Damn.
This is your thing.
Oh, you got me again.
Yeah.
You guys got me.
Yeah, we really got you.
Oh, man. This is like an ice type thing.
Yep.
Ah, gotta do it.
Yeah.
You fuckers, man. You get me. I don't want to do it. No, please.
We tried hard, clearly.
You want one?
Just pour me one.
There we go.
Sure. Okay. Cheers, pal.
Cheers. Hey, the most fun you can have with your pants on, right?
This is the most fun you can have with your pants on.
Podcasting?
Because we're going to go driving after.
That's pretty good. I got to hand it to Matthew. That's pretty damn good, actually. That's pretty good. I might actually have another one. Yeah, let's fill that all the way up. Yeah, yeah. Cheers. Cheers.
That's.
Oh, man. Do I have to finish this whole bottle?
You don't have
to. Is that the rules of this?
You don't have to.
Oh, man. This is the worst, dude. You guys suck for doing this. Ah, oh, damn. All right. This one's for you guys, man.
Is it for us or is it for you at this point?
Man, I'm having fun.
Yeah. The most fun you can have with your pants on.
Cheers.
Yeah. You don't have to do.
Yeah, what do you mean? What are you talking about? It's like part of the thing, right? It's a prank. I got to do the whole thing. Oh, man. Cheers.
Is this how you did it back in college?
Fuck, I'm going to go right for the bottle.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
So-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
I think that's the first shot I've taken in a really long time.
You got a little buzz going on?
I feel something. It's
really?
Been a minute. It's been a minute since I drank anything.
This is going to be a fun ep.
Yeah. Or it'll be a sleepy one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it could be either or.
I process
could go either
food
direction
pretty
for sure.
Quickly. All right, dude. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so first and foremost, did you read any comments last week?
No.
A lot of smoke.
Because people
smoke.
Were like, you guys, of course, would take Drake's side.
Which, I've been debating how I, like, want to, like, because I don't want to lie about my feelings. I read those comments, and I had a thought.
Okay.
And I've been debating how sanitized I want to make it.
Okay. You're about to go in.
Slightly.
Okay.
I just think...
Give them a piece of your mind.
A piece of my mind would be like, are you, what the fuck were you listening to?
Yeah, right?
Literally in this whole saga, yeah. Not once have we gone, Drake's killing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Literally this whole time, we've been joking how funny it is that Drake has to play these lines by Kendrick and Future, and everyone in Drake's camp going like, that was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's been the whole
mm-hmm.
meme.
Maybe it was me saying that Kendrick's voice was a little funny.
Maybe it was
or
that.
Or him in the studio. Watching him record it in the studio would look funny. I think that's all I said.
Well, I think people were taking the one thing I said where I said like, oh, I'm inclined to say push-ups went harder. And that was a bad word. I just meant it was catchier.
Yes, yeah.
Relative
yeah.
to Euphoria.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is not right.
No.
I've been listening to Euphoria.
Yes.
Every day. It's been in my head all day.
I don't want to hear a single song out of these speakers for the rest of my life. These speakers were so deceiving. Because when I went and played Euphoria afterward, I'm like, push-ups for me does not go harder than this.
Yeah.
So, and then let's also get this out the way. When we said the song had just come out, I thought enough of our fans were on the spectrum that they would understand that to be literal, as in it just came out.
Right.
But people were sitting there, I think, they were going like, you missed this and you missed it. Yes, stupid.
It was a live reaction. It had come out. Literally, we were looking at our phones. Noel was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't believe this. Kendrick just dropped. And we're like, we're like just about to start the episode.
And bro, I assume people understood that. And maybe I'm the idiot for thinking that, right? But maybe there's people that listen to Euphoria and on first listen, they got most of those references. And if you did, let me know. Send me a message. I want to assemble a team of five of you. I need you to study the NFL for next year.
Yeah.
Because the way your brain processes data, I need you to set up parlays next year.
We should be betting with that info.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah,
like, you have a beautiful mind.
Yeah. Fuck all this rap beef. We need to get you working on shit. We need to get you working on the lottery. Yeah. We need to get you transcribing the Coptic version of the Bible. You potentially have the blueprint for a human supercomputer. So we actually need you in studio. If there's five of you, this is going to be my... like I'm the Nick Fury of the beautiful minds.
Yeah.
I'm the Nick Fury of the people very on the spectrum.
Yeah.
That just like, you know, like those dudes that can just recall a date where you're like,
yes.
What day was March 20th, 1933? Yeah. They're like a Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, that type of shit.
Yep.
We need you here in studio. We need to build a team and start working on things that actually matter.
Yeah.
Because this rat beef relative to the money we could be making.
it's yeah.
So, if you have a beautiful mind, hit us up. Okay. So, I just need to get that out of the way.
Yeah, right.
Because I want to be very, like...
I think someone was like, you know, Noel went home and went right on Genius. First of all, I did that.
Everyone
did that. Are you kidding me?
But that's what makes it fun. That's what made it, like, fun.
Yeah.
And when we heard it, I'm like, I know there's shit I'm not going to get.
Oh, yeah. And I went home, I clicked on every single line. I read the paragraph, and I went...
I was,
babe, did you, you'll have no, yeah, exactly. You won't believe what he referenced in this one, babe.
Yeah.
And so, by the way, that song is so good. Like I said, it's been in my head every day since it dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed it to Kelsey. And like rarely nowadays do we ever like really agree on music because we listen to very different types of music.
Right.
When we drive together now, it's like we look at each other and we're like,
yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah.
We drove, actually, we were driving, we left at the same time. We were going two different places. So she was in her car, I was in mine. She was turning left, I was going straight. We like stopped at the same light and she like opened up her window and she was like, where do I find Euphoria? Where can I stream it? And I was like, YouTube, as I was cruising through the intersection. That's how, like, it's a fucking good ass song, which I, might I just say, after all this, everything that's happened in the past 3 days, I think to me, that is the thing that like makes Kendrick win this the most is that the music is just good as fuck.
Yeah.
People are going to be listening to it forever.
Yeah.
I think.
So, yes. So, man, the web that like.
But yeah, you weren't done your thought.
Yeah, no, sorry. I'm just laughing as you say that, thinking about just. I have so many thoughts. And I'm just trying to. This is why I don't have a beautiful mind. They all get. Put together, and I just don't know which one to pick. So
plus you're drunk.
Plus I'm wasted. So
makes it a lot harder when I've had six shots.
So I agree. The Kendrick records were good. And what that makes me think is the massive cope I feel that Drake fans are going through right now. And well, I was joking to myself that
I was jorking.
Like.
Jorking my own peanuts.
I mean, I did put out a tweet, but I scrubbed it real quick. But I was basically saying in my mind that They created like wartime economy in music.
Yeah, they really did.
So no one is releasing. Everyone's like, we should hold back right now. It's not a good time.
Yeah.
They have every music artist going like this.
Yeah.
Like just ducking for cover. So I felt like the Kendrick, I mean, the Drake records are still good. I think they're more catchy, like on the surface. Well, Push-Ups maybe. I wouldn't really say that about Family Matters. I thought Family Matters was decent. His best was the last one. Was it?
Hard Part 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that one is good if you don't like...
Where he name-dropped Millie Bobby Brown and Kendrick never said anything about her.
If you don't analyze that song too hard, it's good. But then when you start like... When you just like take even like a once-over, you're like, I don't know about this.
Yeah. Hey guys, we want to take a quick break to thank the sponsor of today's episode, Shady Rays. Get ready for the season ahead with quality shades built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades that don't break the bank.
Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company offering a world-class product rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Their shades have durable frames and crystal clear optics, making them the perfect choice for all outdoor adventures. Their premium polarized shades have many styles and colors to pick from, so finding your next pair is a breeze.
Listen, I love Shady Rays. It's hard to find sunglasses that work for like outdoor shit when you're on the move, doing active stuff. I do that shit a lot. So Shady Rays are perfect for that. Whether it's driving in the car, taking a walk outside, going on a hike, whatever it is, it's Shady Rays, baby. If your shades go MIA or take a hit, don't sweat it. They've got lost and broken protection, so you're covered from day one.
Yeah, baby, wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase. If you don't love your shades, exchange or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop.
Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Head to ShadyRays.com and use the code TMG for $20 off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people.
Here's the thing. I don't think any rap purist especially thought Drake was going to win here.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone expected that. And I think the heart part was what I think maybe more people were hoping for from Drake. Like as far as like the writing and the vibe. Mm-hmm. And that was the strongest out of all of them.
Yeah.
If he came like I think with that vibe and that general tone on the first one,
It'd be a different story.
Yeah. But Euphoria was like kind of interesting in his own sense because he was sort of dismissive. Fuck all you. And that made it like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I think Kendrick is just, as a writer, it's just, he's on another level.
Yeah.
And it's hard, I think, to compete with a dude who like he has beat switches, sure, but it's almost like they're afterthoughts. Like I think just the way he writes, he's sort of, oh, we should probably change it up because I'm gonna go into the, like there's like a vision to it.
Yeah.
Versus like, now it'd be cool if we did drill.
Yeah.
In the whole story of it, another funny thing was, so Alina was like, we were like kind of recapping the songs when we were going to dinner, and she's like, play Family Matters, then play Not Like Us. Just like, I want to hear them like back to back. We started playing Drake and we're like going through South LA and I'm like, we're going to max out the volume at like 3.
Yeah.
We're going to like chill it.
Yeah.
Because we're in like, you know, LA.
Yeah.
Like proper.
And then Not Like Us.
Yeah. Not Like Us. I'm like, we can play this at regular decibel. This is chill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's a COVID lockdown on Drake this weekend in LA.
DJ's playing it. Oh,
so
booed.
Funny. Yeah. Boo. Boo, boo, boo.
That's what I mean. Like, that's, I think, you know, the biggest like kill shot of the whole thing is that it just feels like the music, at the end of the day, it's music, right?
Yeah.
And all the allegations and everything, like, you know, whatever. At the end of the day, this is music.
Yeah.
And whoever has the better song, mm-hmm. I feel, or the songs, plural.
Yeah.
I feel like if someone's playing this in 6 months,
yep.
That's still hurts Drake in six months.
Yeah.
If someone's listening to this song where it's like hateful as fuck and they're turning up to it in 6 months to a year to 5 years.
Yeah.
I think that has lasting damage on Drake's career.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I mean, maybe Drake is too big to fail. Like,
I think Drake
he's never going to fail, quote unquote, but like,
yeah.
I think he, like, I don't know. I feel like he might have lost a lot of fans through this, and I feel like it just, people aren't going to see him in the same light, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. The way I would put it is, I think there was a shift where I think listening to Drake for some people is going to be like watching porn.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, that phase of my life is done.
Or like you do it in secret. It's like a guilty pleasure.
Right, right.
And I think it exposed who was always a Drake fan and who was always a Kendrick fan. And I think I do agree with you in that I think people had their minds changed. I do think some people watched this whole thing and went, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about whatever.
Yeah. Maybe you can help me understand like why the whole thing happened.
It's got a lot
because
of layers.
I just can't even wrap my head around like why. Like, Kendrick is one of the biggest artists in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he do that? Why did he go so fucking hard?
To me, that's also a sign of the punishment that he's put out. That you're sitting here going, why would he do that?
I'm just like, after that depressing ass one where he's writing a letter to all the dude's family members, it's like, okay. That one felt like, I listened to that one time and was like, oh my God, I felt like just horrible afterwards, you know?
That felt like rap to me. That felt like...
You would listen to that song again with that haunting ass piano riff in the background?
That felt like rap
ding,
to me.
Ding, ding.
Dude, that felt like rap like, to me.
After that one, it's like, okay.
No.
We totally understand your perspective. I think a lot... You've changed a lot of people's minds.
I thought it was.
We get it. You fucking hate this guy. And, you know, some of us do too, you know?
I thought it was going there. I thought it took too long to get there.
But why? I'm saying why? He really hates him that much?
It seems that way, yes.
He really is just like, I think you're a fucking horrible person.
That's why.
And I want to let the world know over and over and over again.
That's why I think it's so funny on some level. Because he is a major artist. He could just look the other way.
Right.
And he...
But he refuses.
And after...
Now.
Bro, and after his last album...
He's done songs with this guy.
Yeah, but after his last album, he was like, you know, I think he said, like, maybe, like, my time is done. Or, like, he kind of alluded to not making music anymore. I believe that... I can't remember the exact phrasing. But... And you're right. He's done songs with this guy. But maybe... You know, those were a long time ago. When did... Oh, what was their big record together?
Love Bad Bitches is my fucking problem. Aren't they both on that?
There's that one.
Right.
But that was like, was that a Drake record or a 2 Chainz record?
2 Chainz, but they're both on the song.
An ASAP, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, talk about Strays. Let's not sleep on that.
Yeah, that was
hilarious. Oh my God, dude. That was funny. That's like two guys fighting and one guy is like, fuck him up. And then one guy in the fight turns around and smacks that one. And he's like, I'm going to come for you next. You better shut your fucking hoe ass up. And then turns back into the fight.
You're talking about the one where he's like, you know, people just talking about your fit or whatever.
Yeah. All right. So I would say the trickle down is crazy. The Push beef started from like way back. And my understanding is, Push and Pharrell, and this is relevant to the Drake thing, but Push and Pharrell like were friends before music, and Pharrell, you know, obviously he produced the clips and he was part of like Push's early career, and I guess in that time Birdman used a Pharrell beat and never paid Pharrell for it.
Okay,
so Push dissed Wayne. And then that kind of started the spider web into the story of Adidon.
Okay.
And that whole saga.
Yeah.
I think with Kendrick, my understanding is he was supposed to be, it was something to do with like the Control song. That's probably the strongest starting point is the Control verse.
Okay. But what was it? What's he referring to there? Like why, what was it about that verse?
I think he just went at him.
Okay. Okay. Drake responded to Kendrick's diss while gracing the cover of Billboard that same month. Billboard.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. Telling the publication, I didn't really have anything to say about it. It just sounded like an ambitious thought to me. That's all it was. I know good and well that Lamar is not murdering me at all in any platforms.
We should just play it.
I look up. Yeah, and I take my time, nigga. I'm gonna take my time.
Let's just skip Big Sean. Can we just find Kendrick's verse?
Just scrub forward into you.
It's definitely that part.
Yeah.
Miscellaneous minds, never explaining the minds. Devilish grin for my alias, aliens who respond, peddling sin, thinking maybe when you get old, you realize I'm not gonna fold or demise. I don't smoke crack, motherfucker, I sell it. Bitch, everything I rap is a quarter piece to your melon. So if you have a relapse, just relax and pop in my disc. Don't you pop me the fucking pill, I'ma pop you, then give me this. Tell Flex to drop a bomb on this shit. So many bombs ring the alarm like Vietnam on this shit. So many bombs make Farrakhan think that's a dime in this bitch. One at a time, I line them up and bomb on their mom when she watching the kids. I'm in a destruction mode if the gold exists. I'm impotent like the Pope, I'm a Muslim on poke. I'm Machiavelli's offspring, I'm the king of New York, king of the coast. One hand, I juggle them both. The juggernauts all in your juggler, you take me for jokes. Live in the basement, church pews and funeral faces. Cardio bracelets, for my women friends, I'm in Vegas. Who the fuck y'all thought it's supposed to be? If Phil Jackson came back, still no coaching me. I'm uncoachable, I'm unsociable. Fuck y'all clubs, fuck y'all bitches. Show Instagram, get gobble these nuts. Gobble a dick up to your hiccup, my bitch call me corrupt. This the same flow that put the rap game on a crutch. West. I seen niggas transform like villain Decepticons. Miley's probably turn these niggas to fucking Lindsay Lohan. A bunch of rich ass white girls looking for parties, playing with Barbies. Wreck the Porsche before you give them the car key. Judgment to the monarchy, blessings to Paul McCartney. You call me a Black Beetle, I'm either that or a Marley. Smoke crack, motherfucker, I sell it. I'm dressed in all black, this is not for the fan of Elvis. I'm aiming straight for your pelvis. You can't stomach me, you plan on stumping me. Bitch, I've been jumping for you, put a gun on me. Bitch, I put one on yours, I'm Sean Connery. James Bond with none of you niggas climbing 100 mil in front of me. And I'm gonna get it even if you're in the way. And if you're in it, better run for Pete's sake. I heard the barbershops being great debates all the time about who's the best MC, Kendrick, Jigga, and Nas. Eminem, Andre 3000, the rest of y'all. New niggas, just new niggas, don't get involved. And I ain't rocking no more designer shit. White tees and Nike Cortez, this red Corvette's synonymous. I'm usually homeboys with the same niggas I'm rhyming with. But this is hip hop, and them niggas should know what time it is. And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mills, A$AP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, J Electron, Tyler McMillan. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas. They don't want to hear not one more noun or verb from you niggas. What is competition? I'm trying to raise the bar high. Who's trying to jump and get it? You're a better off trying to skydive out the exit window with 5G5s with 5 grand with your granddad as the pop.
Okay. So.
Man, he went in.
Yeah. Hey everyone, we want to take another break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, BetterHelp. Let me talk about something that I really need to get off my chest. All this Kendrick Drake beef. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When you keep it bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Therapy can be a great way to gain a better understanding of yourself. It's not just for those who have experienced major traumas or self-doubt. You can learn positive coping skills, set boundaries, and it can empower you to be the best version of yourself.
If you've got a small stressor that's maybe incurring some self-doubt and you want to maybe think about some therapy, BetterHelp could be an option for you. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/TMG today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TMG. No, okay, I get it now. But that was not just a Drake.
It was not. So that's where Drake is like, now I'm recalling, he's like, oh, I think he's trying to go after everybody. And everyone's like, oh, you're ducking it. So scroll down. Yeah. So then the BET cipher.
Got it. Where he also takes.
Yeah, that line, I tucked a sensitive rapper back, and everyone referred to Drake as a sensitive rapper.
Okay,
and that was
it.
Like,
got it.
I think that was like the characteristic.
Got it.
About Drake that a lot of rap fans didn't like, and that's something you hear often, is Drake made it cool for sensitive guys to be rappers.
Okay.
Okay. Scroll down. Yeah, so then, Drake does a cover of Vibe, you know, this and that. So now they're shooting at each other consistently.
But did they not do songs together after that point?
They did, but
it was just like a, hey.
That could be business stuff.
Yeah.
You don't know the context of those things.
Right. And they're most likely not in the studio together. It's just like, hey, here's an empty verse.
Yeah. Yeah,
like it goes on my album.
My understanding was he was potentially supposed to be on First Person Shooter.
Yeah, that's what I was reading.
But
too.
He backed out, and that's unclear to me. But
I read that he sent a verse in like late or something, and then the song came out, and the verse wasn't on it, and he was like, "What the fuck?"
That would make sense. That would make sense to just be like, "Oh, you're gonna call yourselves a bill." Maybe it could be that, you know, you're calling yourselves the big three, but you keep me off.
Yeah.
All right, pussy.
Yeah.
All right, you're both bitches. Oh, he rejected it, according to academics.
But there was a request for him to be on it.
Yeah, potentially.
So yeah, I read another funny perspective that was like, it's so funny that Drake was like just trying to create this huge moment in hip hop, like have the big three on one song together.
Yeah.
It just all ends up, he's like, wants to make this cool moment for all of us, you know, and then it just ends up in his career being over.
Well,
it's kind of funny. Like, I think it was a Drake fan that said that, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, what? Drake was just trying to make something cool happen.
Yeah, and I think that's cope.
Maybe, yeah.
Because then reading the more nuanced things, you know, people were kind of pointing out that, and people have said this for a long time, you know, Drake using other people's like styles and cultures of music to boost his own career. And people are kind of going off about how there's all these smaller artists from these different cities that there's probably just this built up hatred for what Drake has done. Cause he's like a machine, right? Like his brand is a machine. So they're just like, this sound is cool. We should involve that in what we're doing. And people are like, yeah, for sure. And then maybe they get chewed up in the process and they go.
I see both sides of that, I think. Because mm-hmm. I think he's put a lot of people on, too. And I saw that clip from Young Thug on the Breakfast Club or whatever, where he's like, Drake is like, you know, he's like the OG. He's like the reason why all of us have a career, because he like put so many, he like just fucks with all of us.
Yeah.
Puts us on his songs, blah, blah, blah. But then there's also people like I Love McConan, where he just like, yeah, like he put that guy on for sure. But then he just kind of like, I don't know, jacked his style a little bit.
Yeah.
Just kind of like left him out to dry when he wasn't like doing well on his own after, you know?
Well, then there's that battle rapper Daylight, who apparently he wrote back to back, or he wrote parts of it. And Daylight is just an insane rapper in general. Like that dude, I would say he's probably like top five dead or alive as far as like the ability to write and rap. It's just crazy. But yeah, I don't know. It always gets weird, right? Like if you're a big name and then you, it's like, what is the line of putting someone on versus eating off of them?
Yeah.
And I guess maybe for other people, they argue that there's more instances of Drake eating off of people and they don't benefit than there are people who do benefit. Mm. That's what people were saying. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Either way, I think the funnier aspects are like all the people going, we don't care if either of them lied.
Yeah.
That's been the number one thing, I think, with like the Stan accounts. Where they're like, but Drake addressed everything. They're like, we don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
We don't care if either of them lied. One of them was just funnier about it. Or one of them was just meaner about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. It was it's been entertaining. I think it's done.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay. I thought it was done before Drake's dropped yesterday.
Nah. I think that was like,
that's then.
Yeah, because okay. Drake, I think, he said it in the song. He's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
He keeps saying that.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
Right.
It's got a little bit of that vibe to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not going to lie.
Yeah.
But I also don't blame him because...
Wait, no way. Kendrick just dropped.
You're lying.
I'm kidding, yeah.
I have notifications on. I would know. Yeah.
So entertaining. Really.
Extremely.
Like everyone, the whole internet captivated.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe what the fuck Kendrick was doing.
Yeah.
The fact that he dropped 10 minutes after Drake or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whole thing was like, what? Why? How?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Contextually, this may never happen again.
Yeah, I know.
Because this...
I remember feeling this way when the Pusha T thing first happened too, but it wasn't this good.
No.
That was just like a one-off. Pusha T released this thing where it was like, Drake's got a son. And then it kind of like... He like legitimately shamed Drake into like being a public father.
Yeah.
And then it was over.
Yeah.
This is like... I mean, there was like, you know, six different parts, but now who knows where this will go, you know?
I think.
Not with more diss tracks, but I'm just saying with like public opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Drake's listens will change. And I think maybe he's lost like a certain percentage of fans, but I think the most Drake fans, I mean, you can see it.
Yeah.
They love him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which also have to say, I think it's funny how they kept saying, but Drake addressed everything. Drake addressed everything. It's like, he didn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to go line by line, but if you go line by line, he did not address everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, this Kendrick shit was just funnier. It was better.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, it was more creative. And I don't know. I just, and that was always going to happen.
Yeah.
Because Kendrick, if you listen to the Control verse, he was rapping like that in 2013.
Yeah.
And what was like, pull up Drake's discography in 2013. But to be fair, I think Drake was probably rapping his ass off then too.
Come Through, All Me, where, I don't know any of these. Oh, it started from the bottom. It's a good fucking song.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Maybe that was the point in time then where maybe it would make the most sense that Kendrick is feeling the most competitive. Because maybe he sees that, what's like the most, Take Care. Hold on. I also like Glazer as a diss.
It's so good. So good.
The Drake Glazers.
Dude, I was.
The Drazers.
I was running with my friend. Who is like a triathlete. Like he works in like private equity, you know. We like have very different lives. And I'm like running with him and I'm like, we were joking around about something and I was like, oh yeah, we look really cool right now. I bet those people would want to know our opinion on the Drake Kendrick beef as a joke. And he was like, what? And I was like, the Drake Kendrick beef, you know, it's a joke. And he's like, what are they beefing right now? I was like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I could not fathom the fact.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no, what do you mean? I have no idea. It's like, what?
Yeah.
I kind of envied him a little bit. I was like, I was like, you haven't been on Twitter for 2 seconds in the last fucking week? He's like, I don't have Twitter. I don't have TikTok. I don't have anything.
Yeah.
I was like, you could have Googled anything and it probably would auto come up as like a news item.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I had no idea.
I'll picture a finance guy knowing.
There's just... I envy the offlineness is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That's being offline, truly. Because if you're at all online, you know that this is happening, you know?
I think you could be online and tune this out, though. Because there are a lot of people online that are just sort of, that were making like a lot of like ironic, so Kendrick's mad?
Yeah.
But not digging deeper.
Yeah. But knowing about it.
Even Neem, actually, yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Hey guys, we want to thank SeatGeek for sponsoring this episode. You guys have used our code so much in the past. That SeatGeek wanted to hook you up with a brand new special offer.
Everyone, that means everyone, can use our new code, TMG10, for 10% off any tickets on SeatGeek, whether you're a new customer or not. Concert season is back. Artists like Drake, Nicki Minaj, Hozier, and Bad Bunny are on tour. Drake is on tour as well. And you already know that SeatGeek is the best place to get tickets.
Yup, sure is. Look, it's right there. Got the app on my phone. Shakira! Sorry, I don't know why I said that so loud. Shakira is playing.
Nice.
Ralph Barbosa.
Ralph.
Look at that.
Some tickets left. We're
just talking about him. J-Lo. Look at that. I want to see all those events. Now, no matter how many times you've bought tickets using SeatGeek before, TMG10 is going to get you 10% off your next order.
So take out your phone, open the SeatGeek app, and add code TMG10 to your account. What are you waiting for? Do it now, because this offer is only available for a limited time. Sorry, I just have to say, when Kendrick put that verse out, I think it would make sense he was feeling the most competitive, because 2 years later, If You're Reading This, It's Too Late came out, and then What a Time to Be Alive came out, and those albums were crazy.
Right, okay.
It was like starting around like Views, I think, is when Drake started becoming the ultra like pop icon, mm-hmm. versus like
rapper
purist,
right?
You know, in okay. the purest sense of being a rapper. So, which Kendrick, I think his, you know, it's not that Kendrick can't make big records. I think that's what makes Not Like Us so special.
Mm.
To quote what I was seeing on Twitter, any way you want it. I thought that was really funny. People were like, these records are boring, man. I don't care. They're cool. They don't bang. Drake's but
right.
He's saying the same thing, dude. Like, just the fucking Twitch, like, Not Like Us. Like, well, he's not saying anything new.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying.
He's not saying anything.
So
different.
you're like, sorry to quote the Drake Glazers or whatever. Yeah. Their like main point was that these songs aren't like bangers.
Yeah.
And then he came out with Not Like Us, yeah. and they were like,
Well, he just said the shit in the other song.
Lyrically, it's the same.
Yeah. It's like, I thought the other one was boring. I thought you didn't listen to the other one. So you did listen to the other one.
Yeah.
Enough to know that the material
okay,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
So you're saying Not Like Us is a banger then? Well, maybe for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the Kendrick Glazers, maybe.
Yeah. I think that. Okay. When you're getting roasted, and if the room is turning on you, you're getting flamed, and you do what Drake did. You're like, hey man, weren't you molested?
Yeah.
That's when you've been pressed to a point.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That's like when you're getting flamed real bad and they're like, your head is weird and you're this and that. It's like your dad hasn't been home in 10 years. Right. It's like,
yeah, right.
This
well, why did your aunt commit suicide then?
Yeah.
What?
Which you could argue you're getting flamed so bad that you have nothing else, so you got to pull out something ultra personal. you're resorting to something really dark.
Right.
I think what made that bad, though, because what Drake did what he said Kendrick was doing, but it's like, dude, you were talking about the story of his mom's experience.
Yeah, right.
That's why I think.
Yeah.
Where it's like, which, you know, rat beef. There's worse. There's been worse done. But I think honestly, the end of the song, him going, I would have liked, you know, the one you just put out. I would have liked that. He should have not said that.
That was admitting.
He should have tripled down.
Drake even said, that one's a banger.
That to me is like, ugh. You got him.
I would have liked that one. I mean, your fans probably love it because it's sick.
Yeah.
Like, not to me.
Yeah.
I will say, like, I don't have a, you know, horse in the race or whatever, but I think Kendrick's music was better.
Yeah. I think in the context of everything, because that's another thing people try to say, well, Kendrick's is better for, like, a diss record. It's like, that's what this is.
Yeah.
This isn't an art competition. It's not a music. Oh,
it kind of is, though. That's what I'm saying.
It's not a hit single competition, necessarily.
Yeah.
It is and it isn't.
Yeah.
But you get what I mean. Like, this is them going at each other.
Right.
So, in my opinion, like, making a song that's catchy isn't the priority.
Yeah.
Because you're just going after the other person.
Yeah, but I don't know, because I feel like, my whole point is that it is in the end.
Yeah.
In the end game, it kind of is. And the fact that it was kind of reversed, whereas like Kendrick's stuff is usually really artsy. And Drake stuff is like the stuff that's like the bangers, right? That's
true.
Like Kendrick's whole point. It's like, keep making your shit that makes us wave our hands and there won't be a threat.
Yeah.
But then Kendrick turns around and makes the catchiest songs out of this whole thing. It's almost like he duped Drake into making like a strictly diss record that's going to be forgotten. And Kendrick's shit is going to last through time.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah.
Which is the ultimate win on this whole thing, I feel like.
It's a great point. I guess, all I mean is like, in theory, if people are going at each other, you're not necessarily looking for a catchy record.
Yeah.
Which is I think, where people are going, oh, Kendrick didn't even fucking tea spill. He didn't even give us any new information. And so, but yeah, to your point, it's like he goaded Drake into trying to come at him.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, I got you.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I just think, I mean, apparently Drake, click the Drake's response. I think he just he posts. This might actually change the people's opinions.
Turn up my boing. I can't hear my boing.
Dude. The top comment on this was unironically would have been his best move. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. I need the Mox Ween. He could have just said that 10 times over a beat and I would have been like, this one wins.
Yeah.
I need the Mox Ween.
I feel he needed to go snotty rich kid about it. Cause I feel that's who likes Drake fans.
Mm.
Like people who use their parents' credit cards and shit.
Right.
Okay. Like that's who loves Drake.
Right. Okay.
You know, people whose parents do insurance fraud and get them like BMWs and stuff. Like that's who loves Drake.
So he should have rapped about insurance fraud.
No, he should have just rapped about like
inheritances.
No, he should like, I think he could have said whatever he wanted to say, but his angle needed to be this, just consistently like, I'm better than you.
Right.
And I have money. And I don't care. He needed
kinda to did in the beginning though,
but he needed to quadruple down on that. Right. He needed to be like stupid and annoying.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like this is annoying.
Yeah,
that's what he should have been.
Okay,
was annoying. Because if not, like us came out. Like imagine, okay, Kanye.
He should have sung. That's what he should have done.
No, poop did he scoop? Okay. When Ye did that, that was like, oh my, that is fucking
that's
funny.
That's
that is funny.
Bro, I read the funniest tweet that was like, I love that Kanye tried to insert him in this and no one gave a fuck.
Everyone was like, we're good. We're out.
Nobody said anything about it.
No one wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
I think if Drake came out just being massively annoying, you know, that's, I think, that maybe would have been his only way to escape. Yeah, he needed to Fortnite L. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, what if he just did a instrumental and just T-posed the whole time?
I think that would have been too childish. But it kind of needed to be on that level,
I think. Okay.
Sorry, this conversation feels like it's really boring.
Why? I'm having fun.
I don't know, man. I feel like this is horrible for the listener.
No, I think... Well, the bad part about this is that every take has been had already. Because this has been, you know, it's lighting up the internet for the last 5 days. Everyone's read every single take. We probably don't have a unique take.
Yeah.
That's what's boring about it. But I think, actually, I'm having fun.
So. That's what I'm struggling with is, like, everything I'm saying, I feel everyone knows, so I don't want to say it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm having fun. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
We've only been talking for like 10 minutes. 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Maybe we should move on. Do you want to watch this Matthew McConaughey video or are you sick of him?
We can watch him. I don't care.
Well, we already watched it, but we didn't record ourselves watching it.
We didn't.
Well, we did, but we cut it out. So let's watch commercial for this tequila right
here. If it was never published to the episode, then it never happened.
That's true.
We're creating reality.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. So this is the commercial that Matthew McConaughey and his wife shot for Pantalones, which, by the way, I have to admit, I'm hammered right now.
Yeah, it's probably why everything we said sounded really stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, to us, it sounds smart.
No, they're probably like, Cody sounds way better than he normally does, honestly.
No, I think we're going to play it back, and what it's going to sound like is like, I don't think Drake really had it like that. I swear to God, man. You're busy, dude. Y'all got pizza? That's how we sound.
Yeah, all cigarette. Right, let's run this.
Can we get the original commercial?
No, I like Celebrity like, Whatnot.
You like the Celebrity Whatnot?
I love
plug?
Celebrity. It's like one of my favorite channels. Celebrity, yeah, Celebrity Whatnot.
Celebrity Whatnot. It's like, it rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, totally.
It's a really easy thing to say.
Celebrity Whatnot.
Celebrity Whatnot.
Well, what I like about it is it makes sense, too.
Yeah.
Whatnot. Oh, here it is. Okay, on the official YouTube channel. How many views? How many subs does he have?
87,000 views.
Okay, Matthew.
It's only a 30-second vid, so you know the algorithm.
All right.
What the hell?
Where'd that come from?
My sleep paralysis demon be like. My sleep paralysis demon be like.
Run this shit.
When did tequila stop being tequila?
When Kylie Jenner put out hers.
Right? Raise the fun.
No way. No way these two are trying to say tequila stopped being a fun drink.
Yeah.
There is no way these two are saying that.
Yeah.
Tequila is... The fun drink.
Yeah.
That's the shit you get in bar fights with.
But it's also, like, I think you were joking, but you had a good point. Like, Kendall Jenner's tequila is, like, the drink of the fucking West Coast party scene in terms of, like, LA influencers.
Yeah.
But then also every DJ, Don Julio.
Yeah.
Bottles. Like, it is the fucking drink of party.
It's the drink.
Is tequila.
Yeah. Who do they hang with? Because that's the problem, man. People get money, and then their circle becomes smaller, and then their image of the world is seven people,
right?
Who have millions of dollars,
right?
And they're sitting there, they're seven people, and they're like, "I feel like no one drinks tequila anymore."
Yeah, right.
It's like, go to fucking Sixth Street.
Yeah,
there's people punching horse cops and each other.
There's punching horse cops punching the horses also.
Yeah, you know, ending their like fucking their friendships,
their lives.
No, I don't think you commit suicide on tequila.
Yeah, no, because there's actually proof that tequila has something in it that like some enzyme or whatever that causes energy. So as far as alcohol is concerned, which all alcohol is depressant, right?
Yeah.
So you drink it, you actually get more tired.
I feel fucking good. Yeah, like, on it, dude.
What are you talking about? I feel like a million bucks.
I'm never depressed when I drink.
Come on, let's go out. Tequila is the only one that actually has a little something in it that makes you feel more alive.
Got it.
Which is the reason why it's like the party drink.
Got it. Well, that's what I'm saying is, look, I'm so energized from the fucking enzyme in this tequila, I can't even talk this episode.
Right.
I can't even think straight. I'm so hyped.
Exactly.
So what are they talking about? Well, I'll let them finish.
Is après...
Why that lana is organico.
Please do not keep yours on.
Let me say this, too. That's probably the most boring advertisement I've seen for tequila. Respectfully.
Yeah. I get what they were trying to do. Yeah, do the pickleball one. This has 13,000 likes. People might have resonated with this one a little bit more.
They know their target demo.
8-year-old?
Yeah.
Even actually a thing? Well, it is now.
Introducing the Pantalones de
Margarita. No way.
Start with a half cup of ice and 3 jalapenos.
Benji, take 1 ounce of Pantalones organic tequila, 1 ounce pickle juice,
and add a half ounce of lime juice and agave.
then serve.
Ah, the best serve of the day.
Okay, hold on a second. Go back to YouTube. Search Matthew and then Nick. Nick Margarita.
Matthew, Nick, Brokeback Mountain, Margarita scene.
Search Matthew shirtless. Look at this shit.
Let's make a pickle margarita. Uh-huh.
We crack open this nice jar of pickles, and I'm going to pour out almost all of that.
Did he steal this from Nick DiGiovanni?
All the juice is gone, but it's being refilled with pantalones.
Oh, they also did it. Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. Just a touch of agave.
A little lime. Just going to bring a little bit of treble.
Put a little jalapeno in there. Maybe two slices.
Yeah, but it's fine. You can pause it now. We get it. But yeah. This was the original. This happened before the commercial.
Yeah.
They repurposed that recipe.
Yeah.
The pickleball one was all right. I'll give them that.
I think they were both boring.
Mm.
Tequila, bro? Sorry, I just don't think of tequila in this way. I think if they want to do a pantless tequila commercial.
They should have gone all out.
He should have been handling a firearm with his pants off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And drunk.
Yeah, and like shitting himself and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah. How, man, that's a funny ass thing to want to demonstrate on camera. Fun.
Yeah.
Marketing fun.
Yeah.
How do you market fun? In your mind, if they're like, make this tequila seem fun, what do you do?
Party, probably.
Party.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a sick party?
Yeah.
What would you do?
I would probably start the commercial with the top of someone's head.
Okay.
And they go, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I would initiate with a quick,
yeah.
Let's go.
And the tagline is like, pairs well with
No, you snow. Don't say it. You don't say it.
Right.
But that would be a good way to do it. So he goes,
pairs
hell
well
yeah.
with the winter.
No, the context is winter.
Okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
The party is like super active. You
lodge?
Do like some meta. Yeah, it's like a lodge.
Mm-hmm.
It's going up in there. Guy's going like this, and then he's like, it's a bit cold, right? Got my nose going.
Rips a shot of pantalones.
And then you cut to the Wyatt, and he has no pants on.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's like, well, yeah, you're cold. Duh.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's a double entendre where it's like, well, he's doing cocaine, but.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So then the fun party people, the cool people
yeah.
that do cocaine and drink tequila.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's you at home?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
person who does cocaine and drinks tequila, that's you, right? You watch this commercial and you go, fucking, I relate to this because I'm also cool. I also do cocaine and I drink tequila. This commercial is very relevant to me. I'm going to go buy a handle right now.
I also take my pants off at parties.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I need this tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's what they should have done.
Something like that. Obviously, that's not their target demo.
Yeah, right.
So, to be fair to them, their demo doesn't even, like, use computers. They don't even know how computers work. His demo does not know about the Drake and Future beef.
I'm wondering... Drake yeah. That's very true. I wonder if they get, like, low viewership and, like, retention and shit and engagement because his wife's in the... You know, like when an OnlyFans girl like posts her boyfriend or whatever, yeah. and the comments are all like, you know, it's like dudes being like, "What? You're a traitor!" or like a streamer.
That's the most
that everyone's in love with. Will post
the
their boyfriend.
Infuriating thing you'll ever see.
You're a traitor. Yeah. What do you mean? How could you do posts like that?
Yeah.
Do you think the moms that love Matthew are the same sort of? Because even we were like, "Wait, what? He's married? How long?"
Yeah.
He's been married to this girl for like 13 years.
I think there is a
I feel
bit
like he's
of
been
a...
straight baiting all the. You know what I mean?
Single baiting.
Single baiting. That's what I should say.
I think they're single baiting. I like that.
He's single baiting all these like middle-aged moms that think that they could fuck him.
I think there was probably a bit of like, but they also may view him as so out of their league that if he's married, they go, of course he's married.
Right. Right. A guy like that, they just don't make good ones like that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anything,
of course he's taken.
If anything, showing that he's taken may fire up the fans more.
Yeah, right.
Where they're like, well, maybe if I buy enough of his tequila, he'll DM me back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's actually how you drive up sales.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that's when you start getting those weird messages where you're like, Matthew, I've bought every bottle at every store that it's ever released. I have 52 bottles in my home. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you and everything you do.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Please talk to me.
And then you go, you buy 100 of these bad boys and you'll get a DM back.
Yeah.
There's like Matthew Fan Club, and that's like the level. 100 bottles of Pantalones. Proof that you own 100 bottles of Pantalones. Personalized DM from Matthew.
The Justin Bieber stream.
Yeah. Situation. Yeah, exactly.
Guys, we need to run this tequila up to New York Times best-selling tequila. First person, or the Gary Vee book situation.
Yeah.
Buy this tequila. It's going to be worth more.
Yeah.
We're creating a Pantalones NFT.
Yeah. Yeah, artificial scarcity. That's what they should be doing.
We're creating a Pantalones NFT here at Matthew McConaughey Incorporated. I'm just blending like five different voices. I shouldn't have taken that shot. That really killed my energy, man.
But you've been fine, dude. I don't know why you're getting in your head about it. This has been a fun one.
Has it?
I'm having a blast. But
people at home, let us know if it's a fun one.
It could be because I'm blacked out right now.
Yeah. Let us know.
Okay,
but
actually, I do want to show you one video, okay? Because it involves animal death. You know, we love that.
Yeah.
On this show.
Yeah.
And you might have seen this already. It's the bear eating the ducklings.
No.
Okay, so this was just let it run. I think this video is on TikTok. If you just search it on TikTok, it just direct, that you know, avoids the blog spam. Yeah.
It's fidget time. Bear eating.
So all these lineup of children watching these ducks and this bear.
I like the hustle the bear has. Ooh, he's excited.
You can see something's about to happen.
If I'm a dad and I see this bear hustling up, I'm leaning to my kid and I'm going, pal, you're about to see God at work.
You're about to.
Don't look away. Don't look away.
Son, you're about to become a man.
Son, you're about to learn a very important lesson here. Keep your eyes focused. And I have my hand on the back of my son's head with my fingers just gently positioned over his eyebrows just in case.
As Dad, I don't want to. I really like the duck.
And then I just.
You're going to watch.
Then I just pull his eyelids back right here. And I'm like, focus.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Nat Geo train wreck. He fully ate these ducklings directly in front of these children.
Yeah.
All of them are just watching in horror. Look at this.
I'm gonna hold my.
Look at that. He just.
I'm gonna hold my kid's eyes open.
Dude, he
focus.
Cannot be closer to those kids.
Focus.
Yeah.
Focus.
Look. Focus.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I like how that, horrible. Dude, no way that clip just went into the Rio movie. No way. The algorithm doing what it's supposed to. That shit went to the Rio movie. Awesome.
Shocking kids at a birthday party. It was a kid's birthday.
He became a man that day.
Seriously.
Sounds like his 21st birthday. Sounds like his 18th birthday. Wow, that's crazy. He had his 18th birthday at 6 years old.
Yeah, seriously.
Witnessing life and death.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dude, they can stomach that. If me at 7, 8 years old can look at my grandmother in a coffin, they got it.
It's a good point. It's a good point. Plus, all these kids are on iPads. They've seen worse, probably. Yeah.
At this point?
They've seen worse.
Yeah, Spider-Man Elsa videos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're still out there.
Yeah, they're killing each other on there.
You know,
I love how fucking millennial all these comments are. A bear's gonna bear. Bear's gonna bear.
Bear's gonna bear.
Mm-hmm.
Epic bear move.
Epic bear move. Bro, we should put that on a shirt.
Yeah.
Epic bear move.
And then just a dead family. A ravaged campsite.
Carnage.
A ravaged campsite.
Dude, epic bear move.
Epic
man.
Bear move. And just
what is
glory
that
as hell.
On your shirt? It's an epic bear move.
New merch. Epic bear move. Yeah, that's easy, man. I'll sell that shirt. I will plug the fuck out of that shirt. Epic bear move. Epic narwhal move. And it's a fucking cruise ship of people. On the one
dude,
horn.
That's just bear's gonna bear, you know?
Yeah. Bear's gonna
dead
bear, you
family.
Know?
Yeah. Bear's gonna bear. Bears be like,
the shirt needs to be visceral, man.
Oh yeah, just carnage.
Yeah, pure
just
terror.
Gore.
Like, that's the one thing that's made me laugh all episodes. I'm a sick person.
Epic bear move.
Epic bear move.
Oh, it looks like the bear did a thing.
Yeah. It's some fucking husband's face.
Hanging, yeah, the skin's hanging off his face, and it's just...
looking like the guy from the first episode of Fallout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bro, epic bear move.
Epic bear move. Well, you know how it goes when there's a boring episode. The last 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's
are
always
be
the last 3 minutes. Dude, my face hurts now.
The last 3 minutes is what you're paying for, dude. Epic bear move.
Oh my god.
Fucking. Oh my god, man. Yeah, animal death. It really starts the conversation.
It really does. Every time. You can just count on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the partying with God thing? Did I send that? I sent some good shit.
Yeah, dude.
Did I send this? Oh, how I used to party verse. How I party now.
I've seen this.
Well, we can't play that because it's copyrighted music, but
we can watch this in the bonus.
Yeah.
Well, right. Folks, thanks for tuning in. I think this probably closes the chapter on rap beef. Rap beef. Yeah, it wasn't necessarily an energized. You know what I think too? I think unlike. Like that. That's when the beef was fun.
Yeah.
And then we got to this point in the beef and we're like, there's some demons going on in here.
Yeah, truly.
If anything, bro, maybe music listens go back up everywhere.
Yeah.
Because they're like, this shit kind of got dark.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let's party, man.
Yeah, yeah. Or just more beefs will happen. I think that's probably
what's
going
on. We completely missed the Chris Brown Quavo beef.
What?
Yeah. Oh, bro. That one was meaner. Arguably
Wait,
meaner.
Recently?
Yeah. During this whole thing.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I feel like my friend.
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. Who is Chris Brown again?
Chris Brown told Quavo, we wished you died instead of
Taylor. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Can we listen to that in the bonus, maybe first thing?
We could.
Do a little reaction. And then we'll stop talking about rap beef. But yeah. I didn't know about this, so I'd like to just hear the song.
I think JT from the City Girls was beefing too. And man.
Maybe there's some residual beefs from this.
There was a lot of beefs going on.
Maybe there's some more epic beefs from this whole thing.
Yeah. Coming up in the bonus, top 10 epic bear moves. Number 10, Mormon family RV.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. See you guys in the bonus.
Goodbye.
This week on the Bone Zone.
I want the purest cocaine from Colombia.
A team will be here to clean this up tomorrow. Clean what up tomorrow? We're going to book you because you're just kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you, in my line of work, we do a lot of bombing.
Guys, it's a joke.
It's a joke.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.